Wednesday, April 8th. Music Theory Unit, Triads, Lesson 3. Review of Major Triad Structure, Minor Triad. Introduction to Lesson 3. Major Triads Review. Yesterday we saw that any simultaneous sounding of more than two notes is called a chord, and that the simplest form of a chord was called a triad because it has only three notes. We also saw, using Josefo Giardino's Scenaria chord as our guide, that a major triad has three notes arranged according to a principle of perfect harmony. This resulted in a root note, upon which the others were stacked, a major third, and a perfect fifth, collectively. Additionally, we saw that we label triads by their root note and quality, e.g., C major. Let's practice this before we move on. As seen in the example above, a major triad can also be thought of as a sequential stacking of thirds. In this case, above the root, we will stack a major third, and then a minor third to create a major triad, with the root note and the top note resulting in a perfect fifth. Consider the following. How many consecutive thirds fit inside a perfect fifth? What are their qualities? Does the order in which they are stacked matter? If so, what would change about the chord if the thirds were rearranged? The minor triad. The outside notes in a close root position triad span a fifth, as we have just observed. If that fifth is a perfect fifth, 7 half steps, we can only fit a major third, 4 half steps, and a minor third, 3 half steps, inside this area. But does changing the order make a difference? Observe. If we consider a triad built on C, i.e. C is the root note, and we build in thirds, our goal at this point is still to fill in that perfect fifth, 7 half steps. However, let's instead start with the minor third, 3 half steps, and then stack the major third, 4 half steps on top of that. We can see that the outside interval is still C to G, which is a perfect fifth, which gives the chord stability in our ears. But now the internal pattern of thirds is reversed. Our chord, C, E flat, G, has a minor third and a perfect fifth above the root. So the perfect fifth gives it stability, but now we hear the third as minor instead of major. Thus, when we organize the triad in this way, we have a change in chord quality, and we call this a C minor triad. Compare the C minor triad to the C major triad from yesterday's lesson. What is similar and what is different? How might we use this difference to inform the way we build a minor triad? Let's try building another close root position minor triad on the root B. First, start on B, then build a minor third, 3 half steps above the root, D. Finally, build a perfect fifth, 7 half steps above the root. Or we could think of this as also stacking a major third, 4 half steps on top of the minor third, F sharp. Just like with major triads and intervals in general, accidentals matter, and we should be careful to place them next to notes when needed to build the correct triad structure. Also, like major triads, when all of the notes in a minor triad appear in a given key signature, we call it a diatonic triad. Keep this in mind for later.